Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emke. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Emke covering, for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Scubbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a pop-up towards short. Scubble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Rice reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble misplays the ball. That's an error on Scubble. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 1 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carroll moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons moves to third. Hale moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 2 in the game. Emke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Emke reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Carroll. Cochran moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. One out. It's 7-1, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive towards short. Scubble catches it and throws to third to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scubble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone pinch hits for Oney Carroll. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Stone reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Emil Adey now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley pinch hits for Howard Emke. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley bunts towards the mound. Adey fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 9-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons strikes out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Heinie Scubble. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Emil Adey. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Hargrave moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel throws to home for one, and Cochran throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hargrave scores. Johnson moves to third. One out. It's 9-3, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Rice moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-4, Athletics. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 9-5, Athletics. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 9-6, Athletics. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.